Welcome back to another episode of Dorm Talk. We're your hosts, Corbin.
Riley.
And today we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day.
You know, it's the special, it's the special, man.
It's a special day for the special someone.
Yeah, facts. What if you don't have that special someone, though? Then
it's Netflix and chill by yourself. Maybe eat some discounted chocolate the day after.
Facts.
It's up to you, really.
Facts. Well, seriously, though, Corbin, how do you feel about Valentine's Day?
You know, I have never celebrated Valentine's Day with another person until this year, other than my mom, obviously.
Facts.
So it's definitely different. Like,
yeah,
like, I mean, I had to go out. I bought a flower. It was in a cute little vase. Came with, like, some ferns and those little white flowers as a rose and a little teddy bear around the vase. But it's just, like, man, it's super weird to, like, go from that transition to not ever being, like, with someone on Valentine's Day to being with someone on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely an experience. I don't know. I feel like Valentine's Day is super, like, you can do some really creative things, but then, like, yet again, you have to have that someone. And if you don't have that someone, it's kind of like,
it just sucks.
Yeah, it just sucks. There's no, like, getting around it. It's just, like, you see on, like, all over social media, everyone, like, happy Valentine's Day with their, like, loved one or whatever.
Yeah, I've never been just, that guy either. Like, I did not post, yeah. not because I don't, like, in being in a relationship, but because it's just like I don't want us to be like everyone else.
Yeah, it is kind of cringy sometimes. Like, I think you have to figure out the right way to do it.
Yeah,
but like some people are just super cringe.
Oh yeah,
like dude, it's just like, come on.
Well, like for us, I mean Valentine's Day this year is on a Thursday, which is in itself like kind of unfortunate.
A whack day. Yeah,
so we postponed to Friday.
What did you guys even do?
Today, we didn't do anything. I got her a rose, and that's it. But we're not going out till tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're just doing dinner at home, because both our houses are going to be empty, so we're just going to cook, eat
a meal.
Yeah,
that's lit.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Some people go really hard, though.
Yeah.
Like, some people are, like, it's crazy the amount of stuff they do. Which I think is cool. Like, if you really like someone that much, like, you can do as much as you want, you know?
Yeah. Well, I had a friend who was, telling me that he normally goes very, very hard on Valentine's Day, but this is the first time in, like, I think he said 8 years where he hasn't been in a relationship, and he's saying it's just as weird the other way, being used to doing something to
I feel that. I feel that, yeah. I feel like that's a more depressing scenario, though.
A little bit.
Like, it's kind of like, at least you're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's weird, but it's also kind of, like, kind of fun.
Yeah.
But, like, that's just, like, damn.
It's unfortunate. No, but honestly, I think we can all agree that the real holiday is February 15th when all the chocolate goes on sale, all the candies.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I'm not about that, really, but
everyone,
I mean, they are good,
man,
though. they are good, though, man. They're, like, heart-shaped boxes.
Well, that company that makes the little, the heart-shaped candies, they're like, the ones that are kind of chalky, that are really bad, but have the cute little messages,
mm-hmm.
like, the original company isn't making them anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, they stopped making them. I think it was either last year or the year before, they just, like, stopped, and all those ones you see now are essentially just knockoffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang. I like the fruit. Yeah, you see that? Where they do, like, a little basket of, like, fruit and, like, make them into flowers and stuff?
Edible arrangements?
Probably. I think they do that for Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
They do some good work, not going to lie. I've never personally bought anything from them just because it's a little out of my price range. But, like, I've seen some of
it
stuff.
Is. I feel like it is super pricey. And I'm sure. I wonder how the quality of the fruit is, though.
It's pretty good. I've gone in for samples.
Really?
Oh,
Where?
Brunswick.
Brunswick has an edible arrangement?
Yeah, it's right downtown. It used to be where the Bowdoin College store is. But now it's an edible arrangement.
I didn't realize that. What?
Yeah, you just go in, they give you like a chocolate-covered strawberry, and then you leave.
Oh, that's kind of hype, I guess.
You got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah, you know, no shame in free whatever.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I don't know, though, but so far my Valentine's Day has been pretty bad, I'm not going to lie.
What happened to you, Riley?
All right, well, the day started off okay, you know, went to classes, all that. Then literally, all right, I go to the gym.
Yep.
Work out, run, all that stuff for about 2 hours. Then I'm ready to go back, like, to the dorm, shower, eat, and then film this.
Leave the gym.
Yeah, leave the gym. And, okay, so I put all my stuff in a locker, right?
Yeah.
So I go to my locker and there's a lock on it.
Oh god.
And I try to. I'm like, okay. So then I search all the lockers. I'm like, okay, this must not be my locker. Because yeah. There's a lock on it.
Well, that makes sense because I literally go through
all the lockers. My stuff's not in there. So I'm like, okay, it's got to be in this one that's locked. And when I was going through all the lockers, there was someone's stuff right next to my locker.
Yeah.
So immediately I thought, oh, someone stole my stuff. But then like I realized, okay, this person literally just put their lock on the wrong locker.
Yeah.
And locked my stuff in. And yeah. that had everything in there. Like my wallet. So I couldn't even get back into the dorm if I wanted to leave.
That's pretty bad.
My jacket. But like what are the odds of that? The one locker I'm using out of like the 70 lockers in the or whatever 40 something lockers in the locker room, my locker is the one they lock. What are the odds of that?
Well, it's super weird cuz like they have their own locker of stuff. So they went. They rented a lock, and then they didn't even lock their stuff.
Yeah,
like it's honestly just unfortunate for them.
Yeah. Well, not really. I was stuck there for a very long time.
Got a good workout in though.
Yeah, honestly, like I was pretty like not mad. I was probably more worried.
Yeah.
But like, cause just you know, it's like my wallet.
Well, and you know too that kind of thing's an accident. Like obviously no one's going out there renting locks just to lock rid of people's lockers.
No, like immediately I went to worst case scenario, which I always do, which is something I need to work on.
A lot of people do that though.
Yeah, like originally I went to worst case scenario. I'm like, okay, probably is to just put it on the wrong locker. It kind of sucked, but I should be thanking him though, really, because I mean I got an extra hour in that
grind
I probably
season.
Wouldn't. Facts, yeah.
Like, nothing but gains from there. You got to go find that man, dude, and just
tell
him, like, hey, you know, I was going to go sit in my dorm, but because of you, I got an extra hour of a workout in. So,
yeah,
nothing,
I really should.
Nothing but gains.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's funny, though, like, how like, Valentine's Day, like, it, like, what are the
Valentine's
Day
always, for me, just sucks. I'm sorry. Like, it always just ends. I don't know, something about Valentine's Day. It's just never good for me.
Well, normally I go to school, right, get home, and my mom would have bought us all chocolate because she knew that we were all, like, single.
Yeah.
Which was
okay.
Honestly, like, I used to look forward to that, but, like, this is the first time where I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to have
though.
Any Reese's from my mom.
Yeah, true.
Like, it's, I mean, I probably shouldn't be upset about that, but, like, at the same time, like, freaking, that's free chocolate.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, freaking, I feel like pros and cons, you know? Everything has, like, it's a double-edged sword. Like, you know, at least you have someone to, like, talk to every day.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't get free chocolate from your mom anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, we just went, we watched some TV, we took a nap. Like, I can't complain. But,
yeah.
Like, I am that there's no chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rip.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. Valentine's Day is just a weird day. I feel like it's lit if you have, like, a loved one, but if you don't, just...
It's kind of unfortunate.
Go south.
Yeah.
Just go south.
And it's nice to be able
to
experience.
I wonder why, though. I feel like it's just because, like, the logic of, like, you're like, dang, man, I wish I could do this for someone or something, or go, like, hard, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, freaking get them, like, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, the opportunity, like...
Yeah,
well, it seems like, especially, like, on a day like today, like, a lot of the times you'll feel kind of like you're by yourself. And then on a day that, like, basically glorifies relationships, like, makes everyone in a relationship, like, want to, like, express that they're in a relationship. It just kind of makes you, when you're not in a relationship, be like, wow, I'm the only person in the whole world who's, like,
well, they also make you feel like you should be in a relationship.
Yeah,
like, it makes it, like...
It's not for everyone, though.
Yeah.
Like, some people...
Some people don't like Valentine's Day.
No. Some of my family members think it's just kind of a waste of time and money. Not gonna lie.
Well, I feel like it's definitely like a store, you know. Like, do you know how Valentine's Day like originated?
I do. I can't remember like the exact story off the top of my head, but Saint Valentine. I think it was actually his name. I don't know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
He basically just was like a guy.
Yeah, and it just.
And let's look it up right now.
Yeah, well, anyways, it doesn't really matter, dude. It's just like, I don't know. It's just, I feel like it definitely is turned into something. Like, here's the thing. You shouldn't feel like you, like, say if you can't afford something.
Yeah.
Like, you can still do something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about the experience. Well, I feel like people have gotten too much into, like, oh, buy jewelry, oh, buy this, oh, buy that. It should be about the experience and about what you know.
Well, even here in Farmington, if you're by yourself, like, it happens to be $1 movie night tonight.
Hype.
So, like, get a couple friends, go watch a movie. Like, you'll be out $3 if you pay for everyone. Like,
yeah, I mean, dude, honestly.
So, it says, Valentine's Day is a very old tradition thought to have originated from the Roman festival. It was basically the mark of the beginning of spring.
Oh,
which
okay.
Doesn't seem to be the case now.
Yeah, we freaking literally had a snow day yesterday.
Yeah, but you know how it is sometimes.
Sometimes be that way.
Yeah, so I guess this concludes this episode of Dorm Talk. Pretty soon we're going to be trying to get these episodes up onto Spotify. So stay tuned for that. And we expect to have some guests on, like DC Fitness. So
yeah, it's I'm excited for next week.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of opportunity coming ahead for us.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. But yeah, do you have anything to add, Riley?
No, off the top of my head, I guess it's just, I also do have one thing. I kind of have a problem with Instagram, not going to lie. Because I feel like, kind of like Valentine's Day, which I think Valentine's Day is better, because like, you can give that, you get that opportunity to, you know, really make a special day.
Yeah.
With you, someone you like, really like care for. But with Instagram, it's kind of like, does the same thing as Valentine's, like glorifies things.
Oh, everyone's posting and it's like just the same and picture just, over and over again.
Well, that, and it's like also, not even with Valentine's, just Instagram alone, like.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like very, I don't know, it glorifies life almost. It's like,
well,
you can
get
edit
to,
your
you
photos.
Get to pick the moments that you share. Like,
and it, exactly.
You're
and
not
you can,
showing people that time you were crying by yourself with a pint of ice cream in your room. Like, you're showing people
honestly,
the day
respect
when you're out
if
partying.
Someone is.
Yeah, if you're out there, like, posting that, like, that's, keeping it real.
Honestly, yeah. It's just very fake, I find it. Instagram. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's, like, nobody wants to share bad things. They just want everyone to see the positive to make them. You know,
look cool,
look better,
or whatever.
Really, I mean, not that they think,
yeah.
Not they're trying to make themselves look better, but like you don't want yourself to look bad, so you post about the things that are good, you know?
Yeah, I wonder why though, like the logic behind that.
Just being accepted by other people.
I guess that's like kind of like what everyone. That's the funny thing though.
I know people who will when they post on Instagram, if they don't have X amount of likes by a certain point, just delete the photo straight up. Like if they're not like on a time schedule, the photo's gone.
Really?
Yeah. Like, no joke, dude.
I've witnessed that sometimes. Like, sometimes, like, I would, like, go on Instagram and, like, see a photo,
and
then it's just gone.
There have been times where I've posted something and then changed my mind and deleted it after, like, 2 seconds. But, like, it's not as nothing to do with the likes. It's just, like I changed my mind about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, I mean, my last post on Instagram about this, like, Dorm Talk starting up. Was probably one of the most unpopular posts I've had in a while.
Really?
I'm
not really surprised.
I think I had 122 likes. The
okay,
one
you don't
had,
need a flex.
Well, I mean, the one before
you don't need
I
a
had
flex.
Like 180, dude.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's just like, it's
I get like, I don't know. I don't have a lot of followers.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I came from a bigger high school than you, though.
I have like 300. I don't even have 300 followers. But I average like 100 likes.
I've got 430.
Yeah. Okay, so it makes sense.
Proportionally, it's like it's.
I think I'm doing pretty well for myself.
No, honestly, when I cross 100, that's when I'm like, yeah, that was a good post. But if it gets 90, I'm not deleting it. Like,
yeah, oh, who cares, dude? Yeah.
Like, it does not bother me, but it definitely bothers some people out there.
Yeah. All right, well, I think
that's the gist of this one. Well, hopefully we'll see you guys at the next episode of Dorm Talk. I'm Corbin.
I'm Riley.
And have a good night.
Peace.